the rains were over 2 months delayed, and so the initial planting was lost in most of the northern states. And then subsequently, when the rains arrived, it rained too much and for too long, and therefore destroyed quite a lot of the crops that have been planted. This is coupled with insecurity, the degree and level of insecurity that has increased with displacement because of intercommunal fighting over the past year, caused a lot of communities not to have been able to plant when they should have been planting because they had been displaced.
And how many people are you estimating that will need food assistance in South Sudan?
We have designed a program to assist 2.7 million people. But this was before the results of the crop and food security assessment came out. Based on that, we are estimating that we may, a lot more people than the 2.7 million might require food assistance. We are fine-tuning the numbers now, looking at a couple of factors. One, the returnees. We are expecting a large return of South Sudanese who are currently living in Sudan once the moratorium expires on the 9th of April. It is estimated that there are anywhere about 500,000 South Sudanese who might come back to South Sudan within a short period of time. The other element or factor that needs to be taken into account is the fighting that is currently going on in South Kordofan and in Blue Nile states of Sudan, which has already caused a movement of about 100,000 refugees into South Sudan. So we are looking at possibly 3.3 million people in total needing food assistance, but it could even be higher than that.
Which are the most affected regions of South Sudan?
The state of Upper Nile, Unity State, Northern Barrigazelle, Jonglei, and Warrap.
You have said the situation is rapidly approaching a crisis level. Do you foresee a situation where the crisis in South Sudan may be similar to the one that was facing the Horn of Africa?
Yes, of course. I mean, the population of South Sudan is much smaller if you compare to the countries which were involved in the Horn of Africa. We need a response of this on the same scale as we had for the Horn of Africa. In other words, rapid and large assistance from the donors to make sure that we deal with the problem right up front.